Tuesday afternoon, Cooper Robinson was sensational on the mound for Villarrica. He shut out Alexander 5-0, allowed just 4 hits and struck out 9. He didn't walk anybody. Yesterday at Villarrica, they celebrated Senior Day and another gem on the mound, this time for Brody Blair. He goes the distance, a 7-inning complete game affair. He allowed just 5 hits. He struck out 9. He didn't walk anybody. Wildcats stopped Rome in game 1 of their 3-game region series, 4-0 the final in matchup. Robinson, by the way, at the plate yesterday, helping out his teammate. He had a couple of hits, including a double, and he scored twice and stole 3 bases. Villarrica now 21-2 overall. They are 10-1 in region action. Harrelson County gets a shutout win. Game 1 of their 3-game region matchup with the Temple Tigers. 5-0 the final yesterday in Tallapoosa. A big day for the freshman David Pruitt. He tosses the first complete game of the year for the Rebels. He goes 7 innings. He only threw 87 pitches in getting the win. Allowed just 2 hits. He struck out 7 and walked 3. How good has David Pruitt been as of late? He's won 3 consecutive Game 1s in region series for the Rebels. At the plate, he got help from his teammate. Senior shortstop Tucker Wade, a couple of hits and 2 runs batted in. Tyler Montgomery had a hit and 2 RBIs as well. Carrollton demolished Douglas County Tuesday, came back yesterday and did it again. Thumped them 15-0 the final as the Trojans, the 15 runs, matching their 15th victory of the season. Today in region play, Central tries to avenge Tuesday's loss at Stars Mill. Today, the Lions get to host the Panthers, and also this afternoon, it's a non-region game. Mount Zion crosses the state line into Alabama to take on the Bulldogs at Ramburn High School. A big day at Carrollton High School yesterday. Their largest ever signing class, signing day ceremony. 18 Trojan student athletes signing to continue their careers. Congratulations to all of them. The woes for the Atlanta Braves continue. Fortunately, the West Coast road trip has come to an end. Braves jump out to a 5-0 lead last night. Dodgers cut it 5-3. Braves had a great chance to gain control again. Bases loaded, top of the 6th. Nobody out with Marcell Ozuna, Austin Riley, and Matt Olson coming to the plate. Unfortunately, the Braves get nothing out of it. Dodgers get 2-8 to tie it. They win it in the 9th. Shohei Ohtani, a walk-off home run on the first pitch he saw in the 9th, and the Dodgers win it. Braves are 0-7 to begin the 2025 season. A much-needed day off today for the Bravos. They play the home opener Friday at Truist Park against the Marlins. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddick Sports, I'm Mike Paris.